Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions, such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1,100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, C-E-P-H-A-S, radio.com. Last week I ended with the Last Supper with Jesus and his apostles in the upper room. Today I want to address what else happened in the upper room. The Apostle Paul wrote in the New Testament in Acts 1, 1-15, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, been seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says he, ye have heard of me. John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of sight, while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up. Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room, where abode both Peter, James, and John, and Andrew, and Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, and Zealots, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren. In those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together with about 120. The scriptures was fulfilled. All 120 received the Holy Spirit to go out into the world and preach the good news. Pope Francis recalls birth of the church in the upper room. The Catholic News reported that Pope Francis incenses the altar during Mass in the upper room on May 26, 2014. At the conclusion of his pilgrimage to the Holy Land, Pope Francis focused his homily at Mass on the significance of the upper room, held to be the site of the descent of the Holy Spirit upon Jesus' apostles. It is a great gift that the Lord has given us by bringing us together here in the upper room for the celebration of the Eucharist, said Pope Francis on May 26 in Jerusalem. Here, where Jesus shared the Last Supper with his apostles, where after his resurrection he appeared in their midst, where the Holy Spirit descended with power upon Mary and the disciples, here the church was born and was born to go forth, he recalled. Pope Francis seemed to try to take the place of Jesus Christ by imitating the Last Supper with the Eucharist, which was inappropriate. The Eucharist does not represent the Last Supper. Pope Francis is a Jesuit, did not really qualify for the job since he has prayer with Muslims and reaches out to all denominations of not only Christianity but all world religions. He's changing the Catholic Church and creating a new world religion akin to Gaia. The Pope is working on integrating climate change into the new religion. Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary with us. Sorry to say our days of ministry are coming to an end and we are liquidating all the material we have collected. Over 25 years of speaking out about false doctrines and cults. Cephas Ministry was founded by a former Mormon. We spoke out about the LDS Church, JWs, Freemasonry, and many other misrepresentations of the gospel. Our materials relate to those areas, books, DVDs, CDs, etc. For 90% off the original price, DVDs and CDs are originals and the books are like new, except for address labels that were removed. Take a look at www.cephas-thrift-shop.com, cephasthriftshop.com. With the two dashes. My ministry was completely wiped out, some 70,000 files online in 2012 and reestablished somewhat, but under persecution continuously since. They want Christianity gone. Hillary even told her constituents that Christianity must go. I just discovered my main website I referred to last month is blocked again. That's www.livelyhope.co. Join our monthly free, ad-free, and private newsletter at www.go-cephas.com. Till next week, be blessed in Christ Jesus. Rita Williams, www.cephasministry.com. Cephas. Shalom.